WBTV's Good Question is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network. Listen to your city at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.
It's one of the greatest postseason events in all of sports, the NCAA basketball tournament. 68 teams enter the tournament, but only one ends the season with victory. We're asking, what makes this tournament so special? This is WBTV's Good Question. Welcome to WBTV's Good Question. Alex Giles here with WBTV Sports Director Nate Wimberly. Nate, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, no problem.
We've been covering the Final Four here in New Orleans, Louisiana, the culmination of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Full disclosure, we are recording this on Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. So the tournament has just wrapped up. Nate, first rapid reaction, we saw the Kansas Jayhawks take down Villanova and then UNC beat Duke. In Mike Krzyzewski's last game with the Duke Blue Devils, then Kansas beats North Carolina for the title. What will you remember about this Final Four experience?
I mean, it has to be the Duke Carolina. Even though North Carolina blew a 16-point lead in the championship game against Kansas, the largest lead blown in a championship game, the Duke Carolina game was everything it was hyped up to be. It wasn't a game of the Central, but it was a fantastic game, a fantastic atmosphere. Just to be there, I've been doing this in this market for 24 years. I've never been to a Duke Carolina game in either in Cameron or in the Smith Center, but I've been able to go to the biggest game in that rivalry here in New Orleans, and oh my goodness, everything's all right with me. I don't have to see a Duke Carolina game in either Cameron or the Dean Smith Center to be able to be in that atmosphere that night. That Saturday night was a day and an event that I'll never forget. It goes in the top three of being at a Super Bowl and being at the Masters when Tiger Woods won his last victory at the Masters. It is right there with those three as far as the top moments of my career. It's just fantastic.
The thing that really jumped out to me was the crowd noise. I've been in the D&E Smith Center in Chapel Hill when Duke has played Carolina, and it gets very loud. But I think that it was louder in the Superdome here in New Orleans. Do you think that was a mixture of the environment and just that specific stadium?
It was the stadium, the environment, the event of it being the Final Four and it being Duke Carolina. I do believe that the Kansas and Villanova fans, while they might not have liked the fact that North Carolina and Duke were getting the most hype, they were just happy to be there because a lot of those folks are like me. They've never been to a Duke Carolina game, but to be in that place at that moment, at that time, even if your team lost that first game, you weren't going anywhere because you wanted to be a part of history. This was history. The first time those two rivals had met in the Final Four, you had to be there. And it was just a combination. And of course, 75,000 people, not an empty seat in the house, that will make it loud. So, I mean, it was just a combination of things just coming together in a gumbo. Since we're in New Orleans, it was like a gumbo. All those events came together at the right time in the right place. And there was no better place for one of the biggest games in college basketball history than to have it on a big stage in a big stadium like that. It just had a big game feel, and it lived up to what it was supposed to be.
I was going to ask about that, too. From a national perspective, it seems like college basketball doesn't always get the love that, college football or the NBA or the NFL gets. What do you think that this game and the lead up to that big game between Duke and North Carolina meant for the sport of college basketball?
I don't really think it meant a lot for the game of the sport of college basketball. College basketball is going to fit back in the pecking order when it rolls around in November. It's not the least of all those events. It's still up there. I don't think it's going to make it greater or college basketball is college basketball. It fits in its niche within the sports world in America and in the world, basically, for that point. But, for this weekend, it was the center of the sporting world. That game put college basketball in the forefront of anything else that was going on. Now, there's NBA playoff pushes right now. You got Major League Baseball in the exhibition season. They start later this week. But for Saturday and Monday, college basketball was in the forefront of everybody's mind. Duke Carolina was really in the front of everybody's mind across America. It was just a great weekend.
That game was in the forefront of everybody's mind in large part because it was Mike Krzyzewski's final game as head coach of the Duke Blue Devils. I asked Duke and North Carolina fans all weekend long what Coach Krzyzewski meant to them and what his legacy would be. As a person who covers sports for a living, what are you going to remember about Coach K and his legacy?
Great coach. One of the greatest of all time, first and foremost. The way he adjusted to the times with the one and dones and you know those great teams of Hurley, Leitner, and Hill, those were four-year starters, and you had to pivot from there to the one and done era. And it's pretty soon with this NIL, there's going to be another pivot, but he's not going to be here for that. But he had to make that change. He had to make that pivot to keep up with Kentucky and things of that nature. He was able to do that, and he turned that into some national championships. He worked the system, and he was able to turn that and win national championships. But 1,200 wins, man, the most of any coach, a basketball coach at any level. You know, the over 100 wins in the NCAA tournament, the amount of Final Fours, the championships, man, he's just one of the greatest to ever do it. And, you know, college basketball will go on. John Shire will come in and do a great job, just like Roy Williams leaving and Hubert Davis came in. North Carolina is in great hands with Hubert Davis. Duke is going to be in great hands with John Shire. He is one of the major recruiters, or one of the main recruiters for Duke. He's going to keep bringing in that talent. Duke and North Carolina, they're not going anywhere. They're going to be back in these positions again soon and a lot. So, you know, Coach K leaving, yeah, it's tough. It's hard to see, but all good things must come to an end. We knew this day was coming. We didn't know it was going to be back-to-back years where Carolina and Duke were going to lose their head coaches to retirement. But here we are. It's a new day. Turn the page. And from a North Carolina standpoint, you turn the page and you go straight to a Final Four. Duke's going to turn the page. How long will it take for them to get back to a Final Four and be close to winning a championship? We'll soon find out, but I don't think it's going to take too long.
Safe to say that this rivalry is alive and well?
Absolutely. It's not. And I was saying that, you know, North Carolina has the upper hand now on Duke. Yeah, maybe for now. But if Duke goes and gets an incredible streak of wins, the Carolina fans are – the fact that we beat Duke in the Final Four, that ain't going to cut it. So that's what a rivalry is. And North Carolina and Duke will always be an outstanding rivalry. Unless they play in the national championship game. I will never say never, but the rivalry is going to be the rivalry, period.
I think Duke and North Carolina fans had enough anxiety just for that Final Four matchup. Don't wish a national championship meeting on us. New Orleans hosted the tournament in the past. What do you think about the Big Easy as a host city?
Fantastic. New Orleans, they know how to do it. That's why Super Bowls keep coming and Final Fours keep coming. They know how to do it. They've got the facility, the infrastructure, the hotels. New Orleans does it. The nightlife, which we didn't partake in. but, I mean, New Orleans is a fantastic city. The Superdome is a fantastic venue. It should always be in the rotation of Final Four cities, and it will be. Because they keep knocking it out the ballpark. And this 2022 Final Four was a home run and a hit. And just like I said before, there was no better place to host Duke versus North Carolina in the Final Four than New Orleans. It was a stroke of luck that it happened like this, but I'm glad it happened here in New Orleans.
We're talking to WBTV Sports Director Nate Wimberly, asking him about the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, one of the most fun events in all of sports. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We are back now with WBTV Sports Director Nate Wimberly. We're talking about the NCAA basketball tournament. Nate, we had some specific questions about this 2022 tournament, but I wanted to know in general, what is different about covering the Final Four compared to other major sporting events?
They end so suddenly and quick, but you feel the anxiety and the moment of one and done when you're in an NCAA tournament. Because the moment that horn goes off, it is over. And for college kids. It's different. It seems to be different for pros than college. For some of them, this will be their last time playing this. And it's you get that sense, you get that feel, you see the tears immediately once. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, the 16th seed losing to the one seed. It's just so sudden and it ends so quick. And all the, you know, the pageantry, it's like college football, the pageantry, the fans. It's just, it's a different feel when you're in the NCAA tournament. And when it's over, it's so sudden. It just hits differently.
You bring up a fantastic point that I hadn't really thought of before. Pro athletes, you know, you can play 10 to 15 years. You can always try to make another run at a championship. In college, you run out of eligibility, and that's it. Do you think that's part of what makes the tournament special in general? And what else makes just this tournament so special?
I mean, that's it for me, is just the suddenness of it being over for players and for, you know, the fans. And everybody lives and dies with each and every turnover, made bucket, big three, dunk. It's just different. It is just a different atmosphere. And it's always so loud, you know, and with professional crowds, it's sometimes they're hot, sometimes they're cold, but anytime you're in an NCAA tournament game, every basket is cheered to the max. It's just, you just hang on. It's hard to explain it, but you hang on to every moment and every play, because every play matters.
68 teams start the NCAA tournament every single year. How difficult is it for a team to make it to that championship Monday?
Six wins. You got to win six straight games. That's hard to do. And even when you think you've got it in the bag, like a North Carolina, you're up 15, you got all the momentum. All it takes is one big run and your lead is gone. And then you're back on your heels. And you know, Carolina was in this position twice this tournament where they had a lead. The Baylor game, they held on and showed a lot of moxie in the Sweet 16 to hold on when, you know, Manek gets kicked out the game and Caleb Love fouls out. They still found a way to win. And it's never really over in the NCAA tournament. You think it's over. And now look, if a 1 in a 16, if a 16 is getting blown out, it's probably a wrap. But when you get to those Power Five schools, and you know, it doesn't matter if North Carolina's an 8 seed, they can make a run to the NCAA tournament, into the Final Four. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a 15 seed St. Peter's. You get hot and the matchups work out well for you, you can make a run. That's what makes this thing so special, is that, you know, truly every team that makes it has a chance to do something special. You don't have to make a run to the Final Four. You can make a run to the Sweet 16. That's special. You know, a lot of programs will take that. A lot of teams, there's over 300 schools that play Division I basketball, and every single one of them would want to be in that position. To win a game is special. To win six and make it and win the championship is life-changing. You're always going to remember that. And everybody who was in this Final Four is always going to remember this Final Four for the great games that were. Even the Villanova-Kansas game, Kansas jumped out to the big lead. Villanova made a run to make it a game. Down one of their best players, they still found a way to make a run. It was never over until it was over. And that's what makes the tournament so special. Everybody has a chance to win.
Especially in the Carolinas, I think we all remember when Steph Curry put Davidson on the map. And that's what a lot of people know the school of Davidson for now. And this year we saw St. Peter's, a school in New Jersey, make a run to the Elite Eight. Who had ever heard of St. Peter's before this year?
Nobody. I mean, just the amount of schools. We walked into the building the other night, and they're playing George Mason, playing UConn, and they win and go to the Final Four. George Mason was on the map at that point in time. You spoke about Davidson. These are the times, and this tournament is where schools can put themselves on the map with big wins. You know, you can think of the Richmonds beating Syracuse. You can think of Hampton doing their thing. I mean, they're Norfolk State beating, UMBC beating Virginia. These moments just keep happening. And there's always a Cinderella. Every year there's a Cinderella. And that's another fantastic thing about this tournament. The Cinderellas, the unbelievable stories. And this year it was St. Peter's. And yes, no one had ever heard of St. Peter's. You know, their league, the MAAC, it's all about Manhattan and Iona. And those are the cream of the crop. But St. Peter's wins. They make a run. And, oh, my goodness, Jersey City, New Jersey is on the map with St. Peter's. So it's just a fantastic event for that reason as well.
Just a couple more for you here, Nate. We see the tournament played in football stadiums now. What do you think about that?
I like it. I mean, it gets more eyeballs in the building, more people, louder crowds, better environment. You know, it's not really basketball. Some say, it's not basketball. You're playing it in an arena. Oh, you're playing it in the stadium. In the end, when they throw that ball up, that big, bright orange ball now that they use now, when they throw it up in there and they tip it, it's basketball again. It's nothing but two goals, five players on each side, and they're just playing. And it doesn't matter if you're playing it at the local YMCA or Halton Arena or Belk Arena or the Dean Smith Center or the Superdome. It's still just basketball.
I want to make sure we mention the women's game too. South Carolina winning a national title on the women's side this year. That program has taken off.
Absolutely. Coach Don Staley once again takes the Gamecocks to the Final Four, and they get it done again, knocking off UConn. UConn's first ever loss in the national championship game. Think about that. UConn has been to 15 straight Final Fours. They had never lost in the NCAA championship game. Don Staley, South Carolina Gamecocks, they get it done. They win a national championship. That's one of the big prime programs in women's college basketball now, the South Carolina Gamecocks. What a job they've done. Aaliyah Boston, just a double-double machine. Fantastic year for them. They hoist one up into the banners, into the rafters of the Colonial Life Center in South Carolina, the champions again.
Nate, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Nope. Great time. Time to get back home.
Time to head home to Charlotte. Nate Wimberly, sports director at WBTV. Thank you for hopping on, sir.
Hey, no problem.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bull. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios at Advent Coworking in Charlotte, North Carolina.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.